This is Greg Tingle reporting for Media Man Australia as we cover the fantastic wrestling heritage of professional wrestling in Australia, speaking to one of the true legends of the Australian, indeed the world wrestling scene, Walter Killer Kowalski. Welcome to the program, Killer. So, Walter, yes. Yeah, well, the Australian wrestling territory, as you probably know, was already very hot, but when the Americans came down under, it absolutely put the place on fire, didn't it? So how did that come about? Was that Jim Barnett's decision to send the American wrestlers down under, or were there other things going on behind the scenes? Jim Barnett, was Jim Barnett the American promoter, or did Vince McMahon Sr. get involved as well?
Yes, Jim Barnett, he and Hulk Hogan got the group together, and I asked him, if I decide not to go, he said, then I'm not going. He said, you're the guy who knows how to do TV, you're the guy who knows how to handle the whole show, you're the guy who knows what to do, when to do it. Because I was in the business for a long time.
Yes.
And a professional wrestler.
Yes, and with... And if the
guys here, like David Letterman and some of the other ones, always had me on the show.
Yes.
Because they knew, and I knew what to do on TV.
Well, the wrestling interviews on the talk shows and even at the tapings, that was even helping fill out the arenas on the strong interview alone, and then you guys actually delivered once the action got to the ring. Yeah. What are some of your most fond matches, your opponents, and in what arenas do you remember here in Australia?
Melbourne, we were going to wrestle, we were going to be wrestling at Festival Hall.
Yes.
But the show was on 12 noon Sunday, live.
Right.
And 12 noon Sunday, everybody's at the beach.
Yeah.
So nobody is on, that's Melbourne, nobody's watching the matches, nobody knew anything about it. Wrestling promoters of all that, we're going to go broke. Go out there and do what you want.
Yep.
To get the people going. So the people to play was my opponent. So I screamed, grabbed him in a headlock, and I punched him in the nose. And blood poured out of his nose. I cracked something. I broke his nose. He bled like heck. I put my cheek against his cheek. And I came up to the close-up of that. I just told him here. On TV, here's what I think of all you people going here. But I just can't imagine that if there's anybody who steps in the ring with me.
Yes, and what?
The newspapers were angry at what I was saying.
Yes.
They mentioned that wrestling comes from America to corrupt our children.
Yeah.
People saw that in the newspaper. So what happened? They watched TV, and 2 weeks we sold out the festival hall.
Fantastic, because in the wrestling business, they often play the race card, but, you know, it's not the same as it used to be. You had what they call it, real heat back in those days. So what were some of the opponents that you drew your biggest houses and biggest fan reactions with?
Well,
the
names of the guys that you remember.
Mario Morano and Killer Carl Cox, these sort of guys.
I wrestled him, and he was a very, very good.
Yes. That's correct, yes, an Italian-Australian.
Yes.
Italian first, I think. So, now, whereabouts, what states of Australia did you go? You were obviously in New South Wales and Sydney Stadium, Melbourne Festival Hall. Were there other venues around Australia that you travelled to?
Well, on the West Coast, I went to Sydney, I went to Melbourne, I went to Brisbane, I went to Canberra,
Perth, over in Perth. Perth, Australia. So, Perth, yeah. So, on your way, when Jim Barnett and yourselves came to Australia, did you stop over at Asia on the way here, or did you go back through Asia and so on the way back to America?
I stayed there the first time I stayed for a whole year.
Yes.
And then I'd be gone. 6 months later, I got a phone call for me to come back.
Yep.
I come back again, stayed there for 6 months, left again, come back 6 months later, stayed another 6 months. Because they knew how I could handle, so I've been in business a long time. They knew how I could handle my opponents and the crowd, put the crowd to the point where they hated me. There's one guy who had his own show, and he mentioned about the claw hole.
Oh, yes.
He's laying on the ground, my feet are up in the air, and I got hands down on his stomach.
Yes.
The guy from me, like, doing the TV, he screamed as if I was up trying to say, but he screamed, come over the truck, and started fighting me, pulled me off. Well,
because, I mean, obviously there is egos in the wrestling business, and it's necessary, and people have their signature holds. Did you ever have any real or otherwise altercations with any other wrestlers which claimed also to be the master of the claw hold? I mean, I think some of those Von Erichs made some noise about the claw in the past too, didn't they? Von Erichs used to talk about the claw hold as well. Yes.
And the guys called some killer, so I was refusing to call the name killer, so the people were afraid that they could use the claw hole, that would be on this, that, the other. I couldn't care less, you know.
Yeah. Yes, and I think sometimes the fans are smarter than some of the promoters realise, and they know who the authentic guy is, they know where the real call came from. They're pretty smart, actually. So, some of the highlights of Australia, what do you consider some of the highlights of your career while wrestling here in Australia? Yeah.
And I lived the whole faction, or the whole action in the ring.
Yes.
To make the people let them know who I was in the ring.
Yes.
From that, I was in the ring. Outside the ring, I was an angel.
Yes.
One person came up to me. She mentioned, it was a woman come up. She said that she had a problem in her chest.
Right. Fantastic.
That's what it was. What you want to do is drink more water.
Okay.
Because your body is 75% water.
Yes.
So you drink a lot of water, and I don't drink very much at all. So do it.
Yes.
You start drinking. Every 5 pounds you weigh, you get a glass of water.
Well, in the wrestling business, you get to understand your bodies and that of your opponent pretty well, because you're on the road, but you need to keep the body in shape, because otherwise you can't perform the way that you should in the ring, so these things would come naturally. You'd live and learn. What did you consider the toughest aspects of the professional wrestling business? Toughest aspects. The toughest part, some people say it's the pain, others say it's the travel. What did you find, Walter?
I get on a top turnbuckle, try to jump down, and my opponent on the whole walking around.
Yes.
The referee started counting me down instead of counting my opponent out of the ring.
Yeah.
We just went, and I turned on the feathers of the ring, received the 10 count. I would get disqualified. touch me. I did a small fine. I suspended to a good wrestling game. This time, my opponent come back in the ring. therefore, I know where they took the action away from my opponent.
Yes.
I let the people know. The whole thing, the secret message was, make the people notice me in that ring.
Yes.
Not my opponent. So one of the things I did in there, drew their attention. I always wanted to have the people look at me, not my opponent. I went to wrestle two guys in that ring. And one of the guys, I could start competing up. So the other guy came behind me, trying to hit me.
Right.
Fake. So I look at him. I said, I'm not going to hurt my opponent. So I turn around. That's the other guy. He's throwing a punch at me. He's afraid to hit me too hard because I might beat the hell out of him. He was just touching me and I didn't come to feel it.
Yeah.
I turned around. He hit him so hard. Down he went. Picked up the other guy and body slammed him on top of the guy laying there.
Fantastic. Yes. Well, this is what the business needs. It's credibility, and we need performers in the ring, which actually shows how real this wrestling business is. That other stuff, it's too soft. So I think, you know, it's just wonderful to have people that bring credibility to the sport like yourself. So, well, the final words is, would we be welcome if we can get to America sometime to help do a wrestling documentary? Do you think you might have a couple of words for us? We bring videotape and the whole lot.
Well, whatever you decide, whatever you want to do, I can outperform everybody because I'm so used to it.
Yep.
The little thing is, when you're being interviewed, if you can't talk, nobody wants to even see you.
Yep.
I taught myself how to talk.
Oh, yes. Please do.
And here was on the front page, Killer Kowalski with my phone number, and he said, this guy can talk.
Yes.
On the radio, so they're calling me up. There's a month from that interview for 10 minutes. I ended up talking for 20 minutes. That's what it was. I flew out to Johannesburg, I wrestled there. Some guy came up with his mother, there was a tape recorder, I interviewed me. So he asked me a question, I took off, started talking. talking, screaming, talking. He closed the tape recorder and walked out. Why? Because he had his own TV show. I was outsmarting him, out-talking him. I was making him look like a giggling.
I love it. It reminds me of me when a radio station's ring me up to talk, but I've almost lost my voice. But when I speak to somebody like you, I need to shut up because you can out-talk me and you can probably out-talk most of the world, but you can do it in the ring still. And I think the champions that are coming out of your wrestling school, like Hunter and so on, I mean, these guys are just tremendous. So the legends living on through yourself, but also through the students. So the name Killer Kowalski will never be forgotten in the wrestling business. Well, Walter, it's been a pleasure to once again speak with you. I will spread the good word again down here, down under, for you. And when we get to the America, whether it's 6 months or 12 months, we look forward to catching up with you. And we're going to do a wrestling documentary which will do the rich heritage of Australian and indeed the world's wrestling history. Do it proud, and you'll be a big part of it, Walter. You have a fantastic day. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.